The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Neville Watson is a community youth worker in Tottenham, where the police fatally shot Mark Duggan on Thursday. Watson says that shooting started everything.
What we have now in Tottenham High Road is almost like a ghetto, because it's the shops have been burnt. It's a no-go area in this area, and nobody would have wanted that, because, you know, some of the shops that were burnt and the businesses that were burnt, these directly affect people of this area. And, you know, it would have been pointless in causing the sort of damage to shops that your mother, your father, you use daily. So a lot of the rioters were opportunist that seized on an opportunity to come in and make capital out of this sad event that happened on Thursday, which really sparked this whole sad scene.
And you're talking about the death of the man who was a father of four, and there was a peaceful protest first. Eventually, things got very much out of hand. You know, we're hearing as well that maybe there were some who are opportunists who are coming into the borough and causing the violence. What does that say about those who say that there's a tremendous amount of pent-up anger at police and looking for a way to vent?
The silent vigil that took place on the day was led by mothers and children. And those mothers and children, family members, went to the police station just to get some sort of understanding to what's happened. This is quite a major event on our streets. You know, a young man is shot twice in the head. It left people cold. It left people wanting answers. How could this happen on our street? Now, with that, they went to get some answers from the local police. And nobody came out to speak to them. The mothers have said, well, we can't wait any longer. The young men now, the sons and the men that were now behind this march, not the mothers, they said, well, you're not respecting our mothers. You're not respecting the women of our community. Then we're going to do something to make you stand up and listen to us. They then saw two police cars that were parked, and they went to those cars and they burnt those cars. There started the incidents that have led to where we are today.
What does this say about any pent-up anger beyond the immediate people who set fire to those vehicles? I mean, what else is going on?
What I see here, and what we have in Tottenham and areas outside like Tottenham, is we have the police who have, for a number of years, have seemed to have alienated or criminalised young people in this area, in areas like ours. The statistics are showing, in terms of stop and search in our community, it's grossly, grossly outweighed in terms of the amount of black young boys that are stopped to Caucasian young boys that are stopped. They are stopped constantly for no apparent reason. Then they tell me that the police seem to take the mickey out of them. They want to almost, they say to me, Neville, they always say to me, they almost want to humiliate us. The event that happened with the young man, that Mark Duggan, they're connecting all that to the pent-up anger. They want to now vent this anger against the police who have, they feel, wrongly treated them. So this is a chance.
You can explore more of our ongoing coverage from London and get the latest from our partners at the BBC about all the events happening there. It's all at theworld.org. Once again, our guest, Neville Watson, community youth worker in Tottenham, England.